It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, it's now 6 minutes after two. It's time for us now to move on to our next segment. And we do have Mfundisi Motoya, who is on the line to walk us through our daily focus. Remember, we're working on relationships, God-centered relationships this week. And we're trying to establish what that means and how that comes about. That's why we do have Pastor Ephraim Motoya on the line today to talk about communication and conflict resolution. Pastor Ephraim Motoya, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, too. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So, communication, as everyone should know by now, is a cornerstone of any strong relationship, and the Bible offers valuable guidance, I hope, on addressing conflicts with grace and forgiveness. So today, we'd like you to look at passages like Matthew 18, 15 to 17 with us, and James 1, 19, and provide practical tips for us in improving communication and resolving disagreements in a way that honors God and strengthens relationships. And that's why you're here. Let's begin perhaps by me asking, how do you define communication, and how do you define conflict resolution? Before we even get into the nub of the issue, give me definitions of what we're working with here. What's communication, and what is conflict resolution?
Thank you so much. Well, I could say communication is simply when one has a message and communicates to the other,
right,
and that person receives the message, or this could be received either it's been done verbal or non-verbal, so that is still communication. So it's simply you have a message, you have something to convey to the other person,
right,
and when the other person receives or decodes it, then that is communication and interprets what you are actually conveying to them,
right,
then communication is that.
Okay. And then conflict resolution, what's conflict resolution?
Conflict resolution simply, basically we are talking about two words there. And we are talking about conflict. Conflict is when one person perceives that they have been threatened in one way or the other,
right,
and probably they feel that they have been injured in one way or the other.
Okay.
And so when that comes up, that is a conflict. When there is resentment or anger between two people,
right,
that is a conflict. Now, resolution is simply how to bring a solution to that,
okay,
how to resolve that. That is conflict resolution. In other words, is how you manage that conflict so that now there is harmony.
Right, right. Okay, all right. That's simple enough. Now let's get into it, Mfundisi. Why is effective communication crucial for maintaining healthy relationships?
Effective communication is crucial because without it, you realize that actually a lot of conflicts themselves are coming from miscommunication.
Okay.
When someone has not received the information correctly, when someone has not understood what the other person is communicating, mm-hmm, then it comes with conflict. So
okay,
communication becomes quite important because what you have is because of what you have perceived has been done by the other person.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But when you communicate, you'll be able to understand their side of the story.
Right.
You'll be able to understand exactly what they mean and where they're coming from and so on. And that way, it will bring about, a solution to what was perceived as something that is a conflict.
Okay. Wow. And when we say effective, what do we mean by that? Because I do realize that my question was talking about effective communication. Is there a possibility of ineffective communication?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. There could be ineffective communication, very, very much so.
Right.
So here when we talk about communication, we are talking about you using your, you know, wisdom or others would say emotional intelligence, where you're able to get your feelings and their feelings and to handle that matter effectively. So effective communication is the communication that will be simplified, right, that will be clear with the other person, that has no ambiguity and controversy,
okay,
and communication that will actually bring about the harmony that is desired.
Right.
So if it is a communication that is deepening the conflict, then that is not effective.
Okay.
That is not effective. And that's why it's important to actually effective communication, because many a times when certain people want to resolve a matter,
yeah,
and the way they approach it can actually worsen the situation.
Okay. How can poor communication lead to misunderstandings and conflicts in a relationship? When you say it can lead to things getting worse, explain that.
Well, thank you very much. You know, for example, if somebody is communicating and the way they are communicating,
mm-hmm,
is in a way, probably they are angry.
Yeah.
And because they are angry, you know, the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 19,
right,
my brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak,
right,
and slow to become angry. Now, giving you some few, you know, insights here, where if somebody is angry, most likely they will not apply wisdom in what they are communicating,
right,
because of the anger. And because of the anger, they will actually feel that they have been taken advantage of, they are the victims, and so they want to fight back. And because they are angry, their words and action may actually bring about even worse problems. So communication, when it is poor, it can really bring problems, because one, if a person is angry, oh my God, remember the Bible literally says that anger is actually just as, you know, madness.
Right.
Yes. Madness, which means you're no longer sober.
Mm.
Yes. You're no longer sober in the way you're handling matters. And because of that, you discover that you speak words that later you even say, I apologize, I withdraw. But you see, even when you say I withdraw, those words will still remain with the other,
right,
person.
Right.
So it should be also known that, you see, what brings conflict is when there is pain, when somebody feels hurt.
Yeah.
And this, the feeling of hurt and so on, can come either physical,
right,
can come even through emotional, you know, issues that may come about.
Right.
So when you are not communicating properly, you discover that you will actually worsen the situation. Yes, you will worsen the situation.
Okay. God help us. Oh, Lord, we need help. Let's talk about Matthew 18, verse 15 to 17. Do you have it in front of you, Mfundis?
Yes. That particular passage is basically talking about the issue that, you know, when you have, you know, an issue with a brother,
right,
go to them. In other words, don't go to broadcast,
right,
the issue.
Right.
Go to them, okay? Go to them, speak with them, like one-to-one. But when you see that you are unable to resolve the matter, bring another person in so that you are able to resolve that that matter. If that doesn't work, then the Bible is recommending that take the matter to church. Now, this is actually dealing with a brother or a sister who is part of the church family. Yes, part of the church family. So you meet them, then now take them to the church. Why the church? Because both of you who have conflicts, you have leaders at church whom you respect.
Right.
And
right.
So those leaders will use their wisdom to counsel with you
right.
and help you out yeah. of that particular issue. Yes. So that's what is there. You know, did you know that conflicts, actually, they are nurtured by bitterness. They are nurtured by resentment. Okay. They are nurtured by grudges. They are nurtured by all these. And it's in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, that says, when the grace of the Lord, when you come short of the grace of the Lord,
right.
then the root of bitterness will spring up.
Yeah.
Yes, the root of bitterness will spring up, and it will harm you and even others.
Yeah.
So when you look at just that verse, it is telling you that when the grace is dropping, when you are coming short of the grace, all these things come up.
Yeah.
So therefore, we need the wisdom to know how to handle each other, with respect and love, how to resolve matters. For example, when a matter happens, don't wait until it is terrible.
Yes.
Handle it immediately and handle it openly.
Yes.
Be sincere with your own feelings. You say, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
Be sincere. Don't condemn the other person that you are what? You're a devil.
Right.
Or you're a cousin of the devil. No. Share how you feel yourself. Set your expectation to say, this is how I feel.
Yes.
And then the other key issue when it comes to, conflict resolution is active listening skills.
Yes.
Because remember, the Bible says, be quick to listen. That's in James 1:19.
Right.
It says, be quick to listen. So which means the issue of listening, actually some other teachers have said, that's why God gave us two ears and only one mouth. So which means we should listen more. Yes. So when you listen more, you will be amazed that actually what you had in your mind may not have been the real issue,
Right.
So you listen. And then as you listen, respect the differences between you and that person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And you realize that through these active listening skills,
right.
you will solve conflict in a harmonious manner that will actually please God.
Indeed. Let me read the verse because some people may not know the verse. I wanted to read before you spoke them from this, but I noticed that you were in full flight when I asked you whether you have the verse in front of you, but I'm going to read it and then we'll move on. Matthew 18, verse 15, 16, and 17 reads, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen, even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. That's Matthew 18, verse 15, 16, and verse 17. Now, I want us to talk about James chapter 1, verse 19. It reads, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. And that's the verse you just referenced right now, Mfundis. And perhaps I should just ask the question concerning that. How does that guide us in our approach to communication, especially in conflict situations? And that's my curiosity, the issues that how this verse is going to help us in conflict situations.
How it's going to help us is this. One, the verse opens literally by saying, be quick to listen. So it's telling us that listening is very crucial and very important.
Right.
That means when you are looking at your brother, when you are discussing with your sister, whether it is in a relationship in the family or at workplace, what you need the most is to know that we don't listen with the ears only.
Right.
We listen with the ears, we listen with the eyes, we listen with the heart, we listen with the mind.
Right.
So you listen with your entire you. Because once you listen carefully,
right,
you will not misquote the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You will not have certain misunderstandings.
Yes.
They will totally be eliminated. And you realize that these misunderstandings, communication, are the ones that usually fuel a conflict, or even they are the ones that give birth to conflicts. So once you to listen, it will be well with you.
Right.
And interesting enough, when you listen, you also show respect.
Absolutely.
Because you will not be interrupting the other person.
Mm.
You show respect, and then you will not be there as the big boy or the big brother to give advice, and you can't listen to the other person.
Yeah.
No. So that is how it is. And then, interesting enough, when you listen, you can even give positive non-verbal reinforcement.
Right,
okay.
Right,
for example, by nodding.
Yeah.
For example, by smiling. You see?
Right.
Yeah. You see? And then the other thing also is that exactly the way you are listening, my brother, you are such a blessing. You are so gifted with listening, because I can sense it. I can get it that you are listening to me.
Okay.
Yeah. So just like that, where you can even repeat certain words, you are able to say, certain words that the other person is communicating to you.
Yeah.
That is very important when it comes to listening.
Okay.
So that verse is teaching us that when we listen, the other thing we need to do is we should not be quick to get angry.
Yeah.
Now, there are people who get angry over very simple things. Now, that is not right. You need to make a choice that there are certain things that cannot get me angry.
Right.
Because you are, a mature person.
Okay.
Now, we need to admit that anger is an emotion,
right,
that God has created in us. And it helps also when there is some threat to your life, that anger can help you.
Okay.
And it brings about some, energy in
adrenaline.
You and so on.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Yes.
All I'm saying is, when you look at anger,
right,
the Bible is very clear that we must be slow to anger.
Yeah.
So once you are slow to anger, it will help you a great deal. In fact, some of the conflicts people bring upon us,
right,
they enjoy it when we get angry, when we lose our temper.
Okay.
They really enjoy it.
Okay.
So what we need to do is be slow to anger.
Yeah.
So that once you're slow to anger, you will be calm.
Yeah.
And when you're calm, you handle things soberly, and certain conflicts will not even show up.
Lovely, lovely. And what you may have noticed from this is that you answered the following question before I even ask it. That's what you did with this one from James 1:19. And now I was just about to ask, what role does active listening play in effective communication? And you answered that already. So my final question is, how can we become better listeners? In the event that I'm a terrible, terrible listener, advise me on how I could be a better listener.
Number one, apply what is known as the golden rule. Jesus
okay.
taught us that one. He says, do unto others what you'd want them to do unto you.
Okay.
So if you are speaking to someone and they are on Facebook, on WhatsApp, on their internet, and you don't like it, don't do it to another person.
Yeah.
If you are speaking to someone and you don't like it when they give you their back and they say, continue speaking because I'm busy, I'm still listening.
And I listen with my ears. You're right. Some people do that.
I listen with my ears, not with my eyes.
Yes.
Just speak, I'm listening. And interesting enough, by the way, these people, even when you ask them to say, you were watching television or listening to me,
yeah,
did you hear what I said?
Yes.
They will surely recite what you say.
Yeah.
They are intelligent enough to recite what you say because they were hearing, because
right,
they were listening.
But right,
that is not active,
yes,
listening. Here, yes, what we are looking at is active listening, the good listening, where when you are talking to me,
right,
you should be able to hear. If I'm shedding tears, you don't need to hear it from your ears.
Right.
If I'm shedding tears, you can hear that from your eyes.
Right.
You're able to hear the voice and the words and the pain. Just looking at my tears,
right,
on my face, you're able to listen to all these things. But that you can't do with your ears.
Yeah.
So you realize that active listening is something that you can build. But making sure that what you want to be done to you, you do it to others. Number two, we need to appreciate also that we need to respect other people.
Right.
We need to respect others. Once you respect others, you will develop this active listening.
Right.
The other thing that is very important in life is for you to know that you need to have humility in your life.
Right.
It's something very good. Humility in your life. Because once you lack humility in your life, you discover you have problems.
Okay.
The other part of listening also is when you are content. Yeah, that contentment,
okay,
where you don't have problems with self-esteem and everything,
right,
then you know that you can learn from others. You can get, you can listen, and you're able to get something from any person who is speaking to you, whether
right,
they are young
right,
or they are old. The other thing you need to appreciate is Jesus says, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do it unto
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
That is myth of Jesus saying, add value to every person
yeah,
that you meet in your life. Because once you do that, you'll be able to listen to them when they are speaking
yeah,
to you. They,
yeah.
That way you develop your listening skills. And the last one I could say
yeah,
is that just take it. That actually it is a command from God that you need to listen
yeah,
to others. And once you listen to others, it shall be well with you.
Got it. Got it. Okay. All right. That concludes our conversation for today, Mfundisi. I hope we are taking notes as we are listening to you. Those who are taking mental notes, I'm hoping this will help us be better communicators. For even in godly relationships, these tools like communication are important. And if you're listening to James, if you're listening to Matthew, you'll then see the importance of communicating. You know, there's another verse that just popped into my mind, Mfundisi, that says, if there's an issue between you and your brother as you're going to worship, leave your offering there and go and resolve it. Go and communicate those issues and resolve those issues. And, you know, all of this came as you were talking, and I'm grateful that you brought in these aspects. I'm hoping we'll become better communicators in our relationships. Thank you very much, Pastor Mutoya. I really appreciate your time and your insights. I'm looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Thank you so very much. And for our listener, that was Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to 25. Yes, yes, we need to make sure that we live in harmony, in peace, and in love.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Absolutely.
May God bless you by His grace.
Indeed.
Then we'll again have a conversation tomorrow.
God bless you too, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.